right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Western Tuesday. Who won the West? Well, Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz won Utah, the GOP presidential caucus, with 69% of the vote, a number he was not happy with, by the way. Sanders won with roughly 80% of the vote over Clinton. There were some issues. The Utah caucuses were a lot busier than expected. Some of the Salt Lake locations saw two times the people and had to wait while they printed some more paper ballots. And the Republicans didn't necessarily have to do the paper thing. You know, they could go the electronic route, but people did see some issues logging in, and they sent you a 30-digit PIN number. And some people had issues with that too, transcribing it, getting it in an email.
Hey, look, can we just vote on our phones already? We should be able to. You'd get a maximum turnout. I'm sure they'll be able to figure out whatever identity issues there are there. I mean, look, if I can buy a white elephant on Amazon and have it shipped to my house, we can vote online.
Yeah,
right?
We really can.
And, you know, a lot of the blame here lies in both parties, like the Republicans not getting their online stuff together, and the Democrats just simply blowing how many people they thought were going to be voting.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the state of Utah and like unfair voter practices.
No.
It's like, have the ballots, have some more people there to take votes.
Can I just say, I am so proud of Utah just for so many people coming out and just expressing themselves using exercising their right to vote, especially coming from Florida. You know, I've seen some upsets recently as to who is being chosen. And for Bernie to just win, like, by a lot.
Yeah, I think.
I really feel good about this.
For you know, if you want to take something away from this, Utah, a strangely conservative, you know, state, mm-hmm. like, beat the nuts out of Trump.
It makes
sense. Which is awesome, little concerted plan there. And Bernie Sanders won by more of a margin, you know, in a state with more than 12 people in it, mm-hmm. than anywhere else in the country so far. So yeah. I think that's good for everybody.
I'm proud to be a Utahn right now, or a Newtown.
Across the West, as far as delegate counts, Trump took one and took all in Arizona, which is 58 delegates. Hillary and Sanders ended up splitting Arizona. Hillary won. And then they split Idaho with Sanders winning. So Utah and Idaho going to Sanders.
Very good.
Yeah. They have some updates on the bombings in Brussels. They have three suspects. They have some video footage of them as well. Two of them are brothers, and then they believe they died in the suicide attacks. And then there's a third that they are on the hunt for. So there's a manhunt currently going on in Belgium. But Obama was in Cuba when this happened, of course, and some of his rivals were upset that he didn't leave Cuba, and then even more upset that he decided to continue with his schedule yesterday and attend a Major League Baseball exhibition game in Cuba. And we have some audio of him from the game.
The whole premise of terrorism is to try to disrupt people's ordinary lives. And one of my most powerful memories and one of my proudest moments as president was watching Boston respond after the marathon. And that is the kind of resilience and the kind of strength that we have to continually show in the face of these terrorists. They cannot defeat
Red Horse. Get your Red Horse.
They don't produce anything. They don't have
Minas,
a message
Bakar.
That appeals to the vast majority of Muslims or the vast majority
24
of people else. Around the world.
Diet
what they can do
Crack
is scare. And make
go
people
be
afraid
here, go
and
be here.
Disrupt our daily lives and divide us. And as long as we don't allow that to happen, we're going to be
giant
okay.
Giant foam finger, say Cuba number one, Mr. President. You are giant foam finger, number one foam finger.
I bet he didn't buy one of the foam fingers, right? Just because the photos would have looked bad, like, considering that.
I like what he said there.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know. I think the Cuba visit was important, and this was a cultural bonding there with the president mm-hmm. going to a baseball game and the message of, hey, look, the terrorists haven't won. I'm still going to get giant foam finger is a good one. So I don't fault him for this. I know if there'd been a terrorist attack in the country, he'd be
he would have been
on his way home.
Yes.
Stat, sure.